Thanks for checking out Phoning It In, recorded at KDVS, joined right now from White Plains, New York, by Bigger Princess. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Really looking forward to doing this.
Me too.
Was really psyched to see you guys play in Davis, and then you had to cancel, so that was a bummer.
Yeah, we had a tragic car wreck, but it was not as tragic as it could have been because we survived and continue to play music.
Yeah. All things considered, missing some shows is not that big a deal. But especially glad to make this happen now. You know, put you on in Davis remotely.
Yeah. Hello, Davis.
So do you want to try a song?
What'd you say?
Do you want to try a song?
Oh yeah.
And check back in.
I guess my first song that I'm gonna play is called "You Are Not My Lover," and it's pretty old, but it's still one that I play. I'm going to play it now. You're my little gray cloud. You're my little dust shroud. You're my little thunderstorm. You're my little skeleton costume. You're my little hate fest. You're my little rat mess.
Yeah, sounding great.
Cool.
So, how long have you been doing Bigger Princess?
Bigger Princess, I guess it started about like 2.5 years ago. I was going to be in a band with my friend Colin called Kid Boobs and Bigger Princess, but then that didn't happen. And there are a lot of failed attempts to get it together with other people to play music. And Kate and I started this band called Siberia, and we were pretty okay, but that didn't work out. So I just decided that I needed to make my own band and try to get people to play with me sometimes. So I'm definitely the main songwriter and like most consistent member, but sometimes Kate Ferenz is in the band and sometimes Noah Britton's in the band, and they help me out with things like percussion, and that's always really nice.
Yeah, and they're both past Phoning It In guests. And
yeah.
Definitely favorites of mine. What's the connection?
Kate and I were in a band together years ago called Frowny Face Empire.
Mm-hmm.
That started when we were in high school.
Are you from Boston then?
No, Kate's from White Plains too. We're both from Westchester, New York.
Okay.
And actually, a lot of people, a lot of friends from around here make music. But I don't remember where we found Noah. I think he came from the internet or something. And then Kate knew him because she was in Providence, and then he was in Boston. I was kind of just in New York the whole time, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah. guess just friends.
Cool. Well, how about some...
I don't know if that was like a clear explanation.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely was.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting some kind of, like, bizarre and exciting story.
Just like pals in Westchester music scene, and then like people in Westchester growing up and going to college and like going out into the world and meeting people.
Yeah, I mean, the world is surprisingly small, so you could have, you know, even been from opposite ends of the country and still ended up together in an unsurprising way.
Definitely.
Well, how about some more songs?
I'm having trouble hearing. I'm not sure if you're saying anything or...
Oh, yeah, I said, how about some more songs?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
No worries, I can turn it up on my end.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, this next one is called We Haunt the Future, and, yeah, I just recorded it for real with a good friend of mine, and, yeah, I think I'm going to be making an album. I had a little CD that I was giving up, but I am no longer giving up. So, yeah, I will get on with the music. This is called... We haunt the future. Now I think I'm going to play a song called Rose Red that I haven't played in a long time. So it's time for people in the world to learn about it again, I guess.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
standing up to Darrell's wrath. Don't beat your lover dead. Don't open up to Darrell's wrath. For it's full of evil spirits and robbers and ghosts that down I look like death. It's for it.
Yeah.
How are the levels?
Perfect.
All right, cool. Okay. That one gets a lot of blood rushing to my head. Pretty sweet. This next one's called Sparkle and Snow. And oh, like this.
Realize
Okay, this is Alana from Bigger Princess, and I think that I have 3 more songs to play, but probably only 2.
Can we make it 3?
3?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. This next one, I know which one I'm going to play. This one's called White Ghost. Haunted song because every time I try to play it for someone I mess up, but whenever I play it by myself it's fine. But I'm just going to remember that I am by myself singing to a telephone, so it's going to be good. This one's White Ghost.
You're drawn to ghosts, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to see them a lot. And I still do a little bit, but not as much.
Whoa, you mean literally?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's like a crazy person move to go on the radio and say such things. But yeah, more when I was a kid. But,
wow.
I think about them a lot.
Gotcha.
Oh no, I think it did the thing where I couldn't hear you for a second.
Oh, I just said, gotcha.
Oh.
So yeah, we've got time for 2 more.
2 more, awesome. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm really excited to be making this happen. I really like your music.
Thank you. Alright, my next song is called Wolf. And this one's pretty sad, but it's got to exist. Yeah.
eyes might be fine if you aren't blind inside or deaf to the suffering you create. That buzzing you hear is a language of love. It's everywhere, even in broken down spirits like you and me, everywhere. I'm glad not to be for the blood on your hand, but I hope someday you decide to be a good man. Rape and killing are not okay, no matter how righteous your plan. Someday I hope you wake up and decide to
is a funny one, and it wasn't meant to be a serious song. Oh, by the way, it's dedicated to Noah Britton, because he likes it so much that we started a band together called We Like It Loud, and we're a really sloppy punk band, but this song's called We Like It Loud. No, it's called Like It Loud, and it's about how sometimes when you try really hard to make something good, you know, it kind of doesn't work, and then other times when you're making stuff, they just come out, and I think this is kind of like the song version of that, because I wasn't trying. Yeah. Anyway, stop babbling. This song is my last song. It's called Like It Loud. Yeah. All right. I'm done now.
That was great.
Thank you.
So, any more recordings in the future?
Yeah, definitely. This spring, I am going to be recording probably most of these songs that I played tonight and making a little album. I have some stuff online, but it was recorded a while ago. On GarageBand, which I think is an all right thing to do, but the ones that I've got coming up are a lot cleaner sounding, and I'm pretty excited. They've got more instruments, which is something that I've been wanting for a long time.
Cool, yeah, I'd be really interested to hear how this sounds fleshed out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I think the most difficult thing about being a person who just writes songs and plays them for people is that you have to provide everything. So sometimes it's wonderful because you have total creative control, but other times I just hear all these other sounds that nobody else does because they're not being played.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to do this and driving from New York out to White Plains.
Yeah, no problem. I've been looking forward to this all week and for months, and I was nervously and excitedly awaiting this all day, so thanks a lot.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, I hope you like it. You've been listening to Bigger Princess on Phoning It In. You can find her at myspace.com/biggerprincess. You can find us at myspace.com/phoningitin, and you can download this and more at phoningitin.net.